Hello and welcome to another episode of The Square and the Round. Chris Kelly here along with B.B. Shea. Mm-hmm. We're just lamenting my fantasy football team. And this is not a football podcast. It's not.
But you had a rough weekend.
Oh, God. I just feel like I can't catch a break
in fantasy and real football. I don't want to bring that up as well.
Jesus, but God, I'm a Broncos fan.
I know, man.
How do you give up 70? 70.
He had it in for them. Mike McDaniel did, I think.
I think that guy, this is not a sports podcast.
Yes.
I think that guy who looks about as nerdy as it gets is a really great coach.
Yeah, he is.
That guy's got it.
You know? He does.
He just does. And I mean, if I was the Broncos, I'd blow everything up and do something else.
Trade everybody. Start from scratch.
It's not a Russell Wilson issue, I don't think, because he's playing okay. You know, it's not like he's great.
Yeah.
He's better than last year. The defense, I would have left the defense coordinator in Miami.
I would.
I mean, just leave him in
Miami. Yeah, they really had their way with him. And honestly, I think Miami's that good. I know we don't want to talk about football, but I think Miami's just that good.
I do too. I think Miami's good. Really good. Yeah. In fact, I think they're probably going to win that division. Yeah. I'll tell you, though, you know, we did our picks and stuff. I mean, the Chiefs, I think, they're not going to be pushed around.
I don't think so, no.
What do you think about Taylor dating Travis Kelce?
Oh, I love it.
God, me too. Don't you love Taylor?
These two worlds blending together.
Geez.
Girlfriends and boyfriends finally have something to talk about.
Finally.
It's amazing, isn't it?
When I saw Taylor, listen, I have the NFL Sunday ticket, and the guy who's running, I was watching Red Zone because the Broncos were in the process. They'd given up like 63 at that point. So I go over to Red Zone, and he goes, "I'm getting ready to break the internet." And I thought, I wonder what he's going to do. He's like, "There's a fan in Kansas City." And I was like, and I'm so dumb. I'm like, who could it be? You know, because I knew she was dating, or rumor was she was dating Kelce. And they show her, and I'm like, "Oh, Taylor's in the game. Taylor's at the game." And it's, I hate Kansas City. It's like, Taylor, you know. And my wife is just like, "Calm down. You're like a teenage girl."
I didn't think it was real to begin with. Like, I'm like, I thought it was some girl who looked like Taylor Swift.
Unbelievable.
And sure enough, it was her, man.
Unbelievable.
Good for Travis Kelce. That's all I got to say.
You know, they say, like, of course, I'm married 20 years and love my wife 21 years. But you know how they say if you could have a hall pass, I used to always say Jennifer Aniston. I might say now Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. I'm that enamored with her music.
She's
and everything
something else,
about her. She's something. She's got it.
She's classy, man.
I don't care. She's classy. Yes. Yeah. Everything about her. You know what I heard was that some groups who were like into changing the Chiefs' names, you know how the Redskins
change their name.
And they do the tomahawk chop at the Chiefs games. Huh? They're hoping to get Taylor Swift to use her platform to stop the fans from doing the tomahawk chop.
Huh.
But I like the tomahawk chop.
I think it's a fun thing for everybody to do together.
I love it.
That's a sport. It brings the stadium together. Yeah.
The Braves were the first to do that
back
that I know of. They started it like in the early 90s when they got really good.
Mm, yeah.
And they would do it and you know in unison in the baseball playoffs.
Yeah.
Holy
cow. Florida State does it.
Oh, yeah. It's weird to me on those name changes. Now, Redskins was like, that's pretty bad.
Well, it's wild because, you know, Stan, the Redskins, there's actually a group of Native Americans who want to change the name back to the Redskins.
I heard they were like petitioning the owners to do that.
I thought everybody was in agreement on this. Apparently not, though.
That's such a small group. I mean, most people, I think, when you say Redskins, you immediately think football team.
Sure.
You don't think it's this terrible,
a derogatory term for anybody.
But it is. So when they got rid of it, I mean, I was okay with that. But like, for instance, the Marquette Warriors, they're now the Golden Eagles. They changed
their
name.
That's right. I forgot about that.
But the Golden State Warriors go forward.
What's the problem there?
It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I never understand that stuff. You know, around here, we're just talking about this. I was talking about this with some people. We have something, it's called the Carolina Classic Fair.
Yeah.
It used to be called the Dixie Classic
Fair forever and ever.
And
they
changed it. I have heard that their attendance has suffered since they changed it because a lot of people said, I'm not going to support that. But do you think, to me, the name, I didn't think the word Dixie was all that bad.
And people associate with it whatever they want to. And if people don't like it, then they have a right to complain about it. And then if it needs to be changed, it needs to be changed. It's the part that I get is the people who push back against it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, it's a fun time.
It's the same
thing. It's good for the family. And it's the exact same thing, the name change. It's like people who don't drink Bud Light anymore.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, who are you trying to impress?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you do have that. You have that ability when you don't like something, right? To show it. And I mean, the Bud Light is the example of people have shown, I don't like the way you went with this advertising. Well, you said that was a huge mistake in marketing.
Because
I mean, you've got a blue collar worker here that drinks your beer.
Yeah.
And you went and marketed in a, I don't know, a strange way, I guess. And then, but they, I mean, I think people, let's face it, it's right-wing leading people have said, okay, well, we're going to use our voice here and not buy your product because we don't like the fact that you're changing it.
But I have met somebody who has boycotted Bud Light.
Yes.
And I've heard from their mouth when I was out to dinner with them, they said, if there weren't so many people here, I would drink a Bud Light right now.
They didn't want it to be seen.
And I'm like, okay, so you really like it.
But my thought on Bud Light is, I don't know they'll ever get their numbers back because other beers are so similar.
Sure.
Miller Lite and Coors Light are essentially very similar products.
True.
So I think that, Chick-fil-A, which, you know, is like the god of fast food restaurants.
Yes, it's up there.
And remember, I remember people were upset because of their stance on gay rights. They're very religious. Yeah. So they, at one point, I remember there was some sort of protest that, you know, gay people and didn't want to eat there. If your product's good enough,
it's going to stand it.
They didn't even care.
Absolutely.
They just blew right through it.
Ain't open on Sundays, man. They try to make amends with nobody. Never tried to make amends with anybody.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect that we're not opening on Sunday, and that's just
there
what
is
we
a respectability about stuff like that. People who just say, this is what we believe, and this is what we're going
to
do.
Now, the Dixie Classic Fair changes to the Carolina Classic Fair, and I, from what I hear, you know, they're not what they used to be because of it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm from Asheboro, North Carolina. The part of the road that goes through Highway 64, they call it Dixie Drive. And there's Dixie Burger and Dixie 2 and Dixie 3 and Dixie Fuel.
Yeah.
And they haven't changed a thing.
Nothing.
It feels like to me, like the word Dixie, it has never, I don't know why that's became such I know it's the Old South and it was slavery, but.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just a term for...
And it's the exact same thing, like you said, with the Redskins and people... I don't... At that point, people don't even associate that word with that time anymore. Like on Dixie Drive, that's just the word.
It's just,
you know,
Dixie
what I mean?
Drive. I mean, I grew up not even knowing what it meant. It was Dixie Drive, you know, the whole way.
It seems like the people who are complaining about it gave it more power than it actually
has.
I
agree with you. Do you think the Broncos' loss to the Dolphins is the worst loss of the NFL season so far?
Probably so.
But what about, that same Sunday, the Cowboys lost to the Cardinals?
That was a big lose.
It's not going to get the headlines.
Well, no, it's not.
They didn't give up 70.
Somebody didn't score 10 touchdowns.
That's
right. I mean, if you want to really get technical, the biggest loss was Aaron Rodgers.
Well, yeah.
But the actual, like, competitive game, I don't know, man. 10 touchdowns, that's ridiculous.
And they didn't even run one back.
Does that? Yeah, it was
And they put in the second string by the fourth quarter, and Denver couldn't stop anything.
That first touchdown that they gave up to Tyreek Hill, where he just ran across the field, I'm like, oh, this is going to be dirty. This is going to be a bad game.
Well, I still didn't. I mean, you know, you see that, and Tyreek Hill is unbelievable.
He's a freak.
You see, he wants to be a porn star.
Just read that today. Isn't that wild?
That's a real thing.
Good for him, man. I don't blame him a bit.
That's a thing. He wants to be a porn star when he's done.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lose a little respect for
porn
stars.
Here's my thing about that.
If you're a
celebrity, this is like when people were getting mad about Jimmy Garoppolo for dating porn stars.
Yes.
Why not? he's handsome. He's a professional quarterback.
Yeah.
He's part of one of the best teams at the time. You know, if he wants to date a porn star, let him date a porn star.
Yes, but if you're dating a porn star, I mean, it seems to me he could get a nice girl who's a little more pure.
Well, maybe he doesn't want that. maybe that's not really his bag, man. Maybe he just wants to date a freaky chick.
I bet right now Jimmy Garoppolo could tweet, I want to have sex, and 50 women would line up at his door.
100%. And he ain't even starting.
He ain't even that good.
He's not even that good.
But
he's a good looking cat.
And he's a quarterback.
Yes.
I think he's the best looking quarterback to ever play the game.
That's probably over
Brady.
Best looking, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
And Brady's good looking.
Because Brady just got good looking.
You think
Brady was a little schlubby?
A little.
You know, Garoppolo came into the league looking like a model.
But he did. But Garoppolo, it's like, my God, you look at him, and you're like, Jesus. I mean, imagine at one point, Tom Brady was the second best looking quarterback on the team.
Exactly.
When
they
were in a dynasty, he was the second best looking
quarterback. He's got those dark features, the pretty eyes. I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
The hair.
Beautiful.
Just good looking dude, man.
If I could look like that guy, that's what I work for all the time.
Exactly.
It's passed me by.
If I look like that, I wouldn't even play quarterback. I'd just stand on the
street.
You don't even need to.
He's the quarterback of an NFL team, not starting currently.
Yes.
Injury. But he is, I mean, that is one.
And now he's in Las Vegas, which, what better place to be?
He's got to be fending them off.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah.
The sex those guys get.
And so Tyreek Hill, like, yeah, for him, if you want to be a porn star, dude, be a porn star. We need him.
It's, you know, it's like Tiger Woods when he went off on his sex addiction, had all that sex with all those different women. You know, when you're young and you know you're the top of whatever sport, like, I think Joe Burrow, there's a rumor he's engaged and everything. It's like, maybe
why would you do that?
Why tie yourself down? At 25 years old, you know?
Exactly. Well, Tiger made the decision of getting married and then starting to have a hoe phase.
He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he should have gone through,
you
got
to sow your wild oats.
Yeah.
Although with Tiger, I mean, his wife was gorgeous.
Absolutely, yeah.
That doesn't seem to matter sometimes.
But I think that goes into this whole idea of how we view our heroes in America, especially. Mm-hmm. It's like the president. Like, would you ever vote for a president that wasn't married?
I don't know. Maybe not. It's so odd.
I feel like that sort of stability and being married, like, is very important to us as the people who we look up to in this country.
You think a president, let's say he's 40 years old, he's never been married.
Yeah.
You think we'd have a hard time voting?
Absolutely. Yes. Than opposed to somebody who was married.
I don't think we would vote, at least not yet. You know, Pete Buttigieg ran, and I heard that if Biden gets out of the way, as he should, that he might be a nominee again, but he's gay. I don't think we're ready to vote.
I'm not 100% sure that we haven't already had a gay president.
Oh, I think that's probably true.
I think that's something that we've had before.
I think you're right.
But the whole marriage was just a facade to keep up that appearance that I was talking
about. Well, James Buchanan, they say he was before Lincoln. By the way, he was the worst president we ever had.
Really?
Not that there's anything wrong with him being gay.
No, but just whatever he did.
I don't think that made him the worst president.
No.
He was known to, like, I think he was a bachelor. I think he was a bachelor. I really do.
Was he not married?
I don't believe he was. And he had, this is way back. This is the 1800s.
Yeah.
He was not married. And from what I understand, he had a friend come over to the White House all the time. And he's buried next to him.
Yeah.
And so they're saying that those two were, he was the first gay president. And then there was another bachelor. I believe it was Grover Cleveland got married while in the White House.
Okay.
He married, by the way, I know a little presidential stuff. He married a girl that was about 20 or 25 years younger. I think she was 19. And he was in the room. He was good friends with her father. He was there when she was born.
And then ended up marrying her?
And then married her.
What? That's odd. That's weird to me, dude. That's super weird. But that's the times, though. Like, it's just weird times.
There, I believe, do you know the golf announcer, David Faraday?
Yes.
I don't know this is, I've never actually heard this, but I've read that one of the best lines he ever said was about his friend, Nick Faldo. And I guess Nick Faldo's been married two or three times.
Yeah.
And David Faraday said at one point on some broadcast, Nick Faldo can't join us today. He's at the birth of his future wife. He's attending the birth of his future wife. I don't know that he said
that's
it for
hilarious.
Real. But if
that's
he did, I read it. And I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
In fact, very
good.
But
I think marriage is important for the people that we look up to. That's why people.
You do.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but I think the people who vote and have a say, I think it matters to them.
I think you're probably right. I mean, in this day and age, I think a 35-year-old bachelor would have a hard time winning the presidency.
Absolutely. Even if he was the perfect candidate.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. You want stability. You like that look of the wife and
the exactly,
two kids
the first lady,
kind of
you know.
You know, we were talking about Tom Brady a minute ago, and I know you know this stat, and someone else just told me, that Tom Brady never, ever took a snap in the NFL at which time his team was mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
I just read that today.
Stunning.
Isn't that ridiculous? Like, the allure of Tom Brady just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
It's amazing. Well, you know, you'll like this. You're a Yankees fan.
Yeah.
In the same vein, the amount of games Derek Jeter played in which the Yankees were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, 2 in his whole career. In his whole career. I read that in his whole career, he played 2 games in which the Yankees weren't fighting for something, you know, playing for something.
Well, I'll add to our both disappointment. So I just read today where this is going to be the first season in 30 years where neither the Red Sox, Yankees, or Cardinals are in the postseason.
I think that's going to be a big problem for the
Raiders. I think it is. I think it is 100%.
And baseball's had a really good season. The Orioles are back, and it's been real competitive. And it's been faster. They changed the rules to make it faster. But
But they see, I think that's the issue, is that when people complain about sports, they always talk about parity. They don't want the same people winning over and over again. I'm like, I disagree with that. I think the numbers would disagree with that based on viewership of these games, where it's, I don't know who these people are.
I think that people love to have a team in there that they either love or hate. And the team that does that in baseball is the Yankees.
Yeah,
I mean, I hate them and you love them.
Yeah.
And when they're there, it's like, I'm going to watch to hope they lose and you're going to watch to hope they win. And for a while, when you have a dynasty in football, it's like, and the Patriots were that forever, you know. They're not anymore, but they were that forever.
Well, it's like the Final Four when, like, Baylor plays Gonzaga in the national championship. Who cares?
I think you want
a blue blood in there.
I agree. Yeah. It's better when the blue bloods are there.
Yeah.
And that's true.
For sure.
I agree with that. 100%. And, like, in football, people say, well, I get tired of Alabama or what, or Ohio State.
You want to see them lose, though. That's the thing.
You want to see them lose.
You want to see them lose.
I agree. And the college football, I think there'll still be four big-time teams in
for
there,
sure.
at least
for
this
sure.
year. You made a statement, too. I did want to cover this. You're known as being a contrarian.
Yeah.
And this is going back a couple of weeks now. When we lost Jimmy Buffett, which was a huge loss, of course, you said that you felt like, did I mention this last time? I don't know if I mentioned this. I don't think so. That big sunscreen. I said, you know, because he died of skin cancer.
Yeah.
And I said, we were in a meeting together, and I said, people of our age, my age and older, didn't use sunscreen, and it's coming now, you see, years later, somebody like Jimmy Buffett dies of skin cancer, so that's why they push it so hard now, sunscreen for young people. And you said, or is it big sunscreen that's saying, use our product, and really, it causes cancer?
Yes.
What a take.
It's big sunscreen's problem.
That's why you have the hot takes, and I don't. I never come up with one.
Yeah, but you can make the same argument about the vaccine that we've talked about. Get the vaccine. It's going to save your life. Put on sunscreen. It's going to save your life. What's in the sunscreen? What do we know? What do they know that we don't know what's in the sunscreen?
I don't know what's in the sunscreen, but your take of sunscreen's causing the cancer.
Yeah, it's the sunscreen's fault.
That's amazing. I mean,
I know, but it's funny. It's like, I know older people who spent their entire life out in the sun, sunbathing, no sort of sunscreen whatsoever, and they're fine.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
It has never caused them any problems to be out there, but I just was stunned when you said it, and I thought, wow, that is really...
Yeah, so stop using sunscreen. If you don't get anything else,
incredible.
Just stop doing it.
Do you have an overrated, underrated?
I do have an overrated, underrated.
You often
underrated
do, and I like those very much.
Oh, man. I want to talk about high school.
Yeah.
Is high school overrated or underrated? Now, I know there's different levels to this. As an experience and as a necessity, where would you put high school?
God. I think it's overrated because at the time you think it's the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And you get further and further away from it, and it just means less and less.
Yes.
You know, I don't think it means very much, honestly.
I agree.
But
I feel like it's weird because at certain points in people's lives, I really don't think anything else compares to that.
Right.
Like when you're in high school and you're at that age, it's the most important thing.
Yeah.
What people think about you, how your grades are.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, you know, I'm 11, 12 years removed from high school.
You don't think about it.
I don't even think about it.
What'd you make on your SAT?
Oh, I don't know.
That's what most people say.
I don't remember.
1120.
Okay.
But it wasn't enough to get me into UNC Chapel Hill. Tried it, kept trying it, took the SAT twice, made the same both times, 1120. Not enough. It really hurt. Wanted to get in, obviously, and so I remember it very well. And when I say I know it, people mostly say, what kind of pompous fool are you for knowing what you made on the SAT? But at the time, it was such a big thing.
But you think about it, though, how different your life may have been if you would have gotten into UNC.
I would probably have a different job.
Yeah.
I would probably married. I'm not sure. Probably married to somebody different.
Yeah.
Or may have met her earlier because she went to UNC
and
I didn't.
Yeah.
And then we met after. I think I'd have a different job because I would have worked in Raleigh-Durham area instead of over here.
That could have been a bigger change in your life if you'd have got a better score.
It's funny how just one little path you take. I mean, the decisions you make,
never know.
They're lifelong.
Well, it's like I took the SAT and it had nothing to do with where I went to school.
The SAT didn't.
Yeah, the SAT was a complete waste of time for me.
Well, and the SAT, I mean, I don't know. People say, well, I don't test well or something like that. And it's not as big a deal, I don't think, as it used to be.
And I went to community college for 3 years.
Which, oh, you did?
Which, if you want some life experience,
yes,
go to community college before you go to actual university.
My son is at university, East Carolina University. The truth is, he probably should have gone to community college and learned a trade, like being an electrician or plumber. That's where the jobs are now.
And so, that too. But there's nothing more humbling than sitting in a basic level psychology class with a 30-year-old mother of three to the left of you and some kid who just came out of his car stoned right to the right of you.
The
type of people that go to community college, they range from everybody across the plane. And being in classes with those people really kind of helps you maybe I need to get it together. Maybe I need to work harder.
Really?
It really helps you appreciate where you are in time. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
I think my son has hit that moment now where he's more mature just in being in school for about 5-6 weeks now. He did tell me I told you his roommate will indulge in marijuana.
Yeah.
And he showed me a video. The roommate took himself, and the roommate was smoking marijuana through an onion that he had made into a bong. And my son said, the dude is smoking an onion. And I said, well, he's not really smoking the onion. He's smoking marijuana through the onion. And my son's like, yeah, I guess I knew that, but dude has got some problems.
We call those MacGyver smokers.
Well, he's done it, and he's proud of it.
We all know somebody who can make a bong out of anything.
He put it through an onion, and I believe there was a potato that he used as well. I mean, if he'd brought it to me, I'd have made a stew. But he can do it.
So I'll tell you what the people, when I went to college, did. What they did to mask the smell, they took a toilet paper roll and then rubber-banded dryer sheets around the end of it, and then they'd blow through that to make it smell,
does it smell
not
like
as
dryer
potent.
Sheets?
Yeah, well, so it kind of calms the marijuana smell.
That is interesting.
Yeah, so
I in high school, I worked at a radio station when I was in high school.
Yeah.
An FM, big top 40 radio station. And I would occasionally talk about majoring in or high school this or that.
Yeah.
And the program director came to me. He's like, nobody cares about that kind of stuff. That's that.
Yeah.
And I realize now as you age, it's like, you don't think about high school again.
No, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Although my best friends are still the ones I made in high school. Most people say college, but
same.
But mine are.
I hung out with very few people from high school, but all my really good friends are from college.
Most people say it's college, but for me anyway, it was high school.
Have you heard about this new etiquette for phone calls?
Yeah, I didn't hear about
it. Did you read about this?
Do you think that's right? Do you think? Because it's like I have to text you before I call.
I think it was necessary to come out. I'm not a big fan of the Washington Post. I think it's kind of a weird thing to do journalism on. But, there are social contracts that we enter into as people that really need to be upgraded. And I think this was kind of necessary to see.
So the first rule was, if I'm going to call you, I can't just call you. I have to text you first.
Well, the first rule is do not leave voicemails.
Right.
Voicemails are a thing of the past. Which I don't really get when that become uncool.
I disagree with that.
I like a voicemail.
I do too. I don't understand why. I mean, why is that a thing of the past?
I don't understand it either.
It's like you can leave me a voicemail. I mean, a text, of course, is a little more efficient.
Sure.
Now, but if I'm and so many times I'll start texting with somebody and be like, I can't, this takes too long.
Yeah.
Let me call you.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this. I may have told you this before. I feel like, we all text now. We text each other. I mean, most of our communication is text. I feel like if the texting had been invented whenever the phone was, 150 years ago, and then we come forward and actually talking to each other had been invented only 15 years ago, we would have said, oh my God, can you believe it? Now I can actually hear your voice. I think we'd be calling instead of texting.
Sure.
Doesn't
it make sense though, doesn't it make sense that texting would have become before talking on the phone?
Yes, but
the gradual, graduation of things?
Talking to someone over there, imagine.
That's crazy,
isn't
it? That's
incredible. I can hear your voice. The first time I saw a fax machine and somebody actually sent me something on a paper, I thought, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I was in middle school, texting became popular.
Were you?
Did not understand it. Everybody was like, yeah, you just text somebody. I'm like, I don't know what you mean when you say that.
I agree.
What number do you text?
I thought this will never work.
Yeah.
I was at a show called the Blue Man Group. You ever heard of the
Blue
Man?
Yeah, I love the Blue Man Group.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
It's the worst. I hate. I thought that show was the most ridiculously boring, awful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Much respect to the Blue Man Group.
I hated it. Okay. I hated every second of it.
Yeah.
Before it started, it said, you know, if you want to win free something, text the word blue to this number. And I said to my wife, I don't know what that means. That's foreign to me. And we all had phones where it wasn't a smartphone.
Yeah.
You know, it was the flip phones.
Yeah. That's labor intensive now.
Completely.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So you can't leave a voicemail. Yeah. And then, isn't it that I have to text you to
say,
call me?
The next rule is text before calling.
I don't believe in that either.
Which I don't believe in that either. No, if I need to tell you something right now, I'm calling you.
And if I don't want to take your call, I see who it is now. Tell you what, there's no dodging a call anymore, though. We all see who it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I don't know if you read this part, but there's actually an old school thing that's coming back is you can screen calls again.
Well, yes.
Well, no, so like if somebody's leaving you a voicemail, the new iOS update will transcribe it in real time. So while they're leaving the voicemail, you can decide to pick up the phone if you want.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So I'll see it.
Yeah, so like you can read. So if I'm like, hey, Chris, I'll be late today, blah, blah, blah. And so you can go, oh, crap, let me get that real quick. And you can still pick up the call before it ends.
Oh, okay.
So you can screen calls again, which is interesting.
I like that.
I like that, too.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Because I used to do that. I was the king of that, believe me.
Exactly. With all these, like, random robo 336, you know, people with the same area code. Like, I don't know if somebody's calling me from a number I don't know.
Let me tell you this scam. Listen to this scam.
Yeah.
My wife got this the other day. Somebody texted her. Well, I don't know if it's a scam or not, but somebody texted her and it said, you think we should play golf? You know, what time is the tee time on Saturday? Okay, you want to play golf on Saturday? Or you look like you've seen this. You know,
this just happened to me recently.
Okay.
I had a conversation with the person.
Right. So,
yeah.
This is a scam then, because it said, you want to play golf on Saturday, such and such. And my wife's like, I think you have the wrong number. I'm not a golfer. We don't know each other. And so the person wrote back and said, oh, I'm so sorry I bothered you on this beautiful day. And my wife said, no problem. Thanks.
Yeah.
And she wrote back, whoever it was, and said, you seem like a nice person. Any chance we could be friends? And it's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And my wife did not respond to that. So the question is, was that some sort of scam to try to get her? What was that?
Same thing happened to me. I got a random, this was back in August. It says, hi, is this Alice I'm playing golf with on Saturday? I'm Kelly.
Exact same thing.
And I said, this is not Alice, but depending on where you're playing golf, I could very well be Alice.
Yes.
And she goes, you're a very humorous person. I'm in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm definitely not Alice or in L.A. Enjoy your round. Keep it in the short grass.
Right.
She goes, hey, I'm sorry. I think I dialed the wrong number for Alice. Hope this mistake didn't bother you. I was like, no bother. No big deal.
Same thing.
And then she goes, wow, you really are an understanding gentleman.
Do you want to be friends?
Could we be friends?
That's the exact same thing my wife
got. And after that, I'm like, this just doesn't happen.
It doesn't feel right.
Doesn't happen. So I hung out. I've never said anything back.
Exactly.
So,
So what's the angle here? What are they trying to do?
I don't know. That's kind of what I'm interested in.
So the exact same thing happened.
Yeah.
Now, if that had happened to me, I would have think, okay, she wants me sexually, and I can't. I mean, I'm married, but I'd be like, this person wants me sexually, obviously. Maybe it's Jimmy Garoppolo. Could it be Jimmy Garoppolo?
Would be so lucky. Yeah.
Maybe. Would I be so lucky? Yeah. You send me a picture, and it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, so now,
so that's a scam.
I had no idea that was actually happening to other people.
Isn't that weird?
Because I just thought it was an innocent, whatever.
Of course.
But then she's like, what's your name? I'm like, I'm not telling you my name.
That's really odd.
Yeah.
So what is the...
I really need to read into that
and
more.
I'm a person who's been scammed a lot. Well,
now you know to look out for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so dumb, though. I'll still be like, let's be friends.
Let's play golf sometime.
Do you want my social security number? Here you go. Do you want my credit card number? That's just the kind of thing. That's how dumb I am on stuff like that. That's crazy.
I don't know what the angle
is, but there's something. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Is there any more to the phone etiquette?
Let's see.
There's a lot.
This was an interesting one. Obviously, don't use speakerphone in public.
Yeah.
People who do that are weird.
But you know, my son, who's young, it's constantly like when somebody calls, he'll go, you're on speaker, don't cuss. It's like, but why
don't you just hang it up?
Yeah, they don't do that. They sit there with like a tray in front of them.
And this is the one that I thought was interesting. It said, you do not need to answer the phone.
Right.
Even if somebody is calling you, you don't need to answer the phone. And I'm like,
I don't think anybody does. They look at it and go, I'll call you back.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, if it's my wife or somebody I know, I'll answer.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and I think now that we're so accustomed to text, if somebody calls me, I automatically assume the worst. I don't know if you're the same. same exact
way. An emergency or something.
Yeah, but if like if my dad calls me in the middle of the day, I'm like, oh, yeah, what's up? Yeah. Everything good? You know, and that's just it's just how it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he could easily just go, you know, text me or whatever.
You're right. Yeah. It's true. But now my wife does call a lot, and she'll say, like, pick this up on the way. You know, now we've gotten to the point, you know what I'm doing? Well, she does this. We have a, you know your notes section on your phone. Yeah. I didn't know it could do this, but we have something now called a shared folder. You know what that is? Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. So I'll show it to you. If you go to, I don't have it in here. If you have, you know, your notes section, I used to just make notes all the time. Like, you know, I'm awesome. I got it open right whatever. Here, yeah. You know, I just put that down. You've got your notes.
Yeah.
Well, now there's something called a shared folder, and like she'll put grocery list and she'll add stuff to it, and whichever one of us goes in there, you see what's on there and you get it.
Oh, that's nice.
Never, that way we don't even have to talk to each other, which of course is the goal.
Absolutely. No, just the least amount of communication possible.
But you see, so every time I go to the grocery store now, I'm trained to go in there, look at it, know what it is, and then you can check off the items you get.
And then it updates on her end as
well. On her end as well. And then she can, if she's going, if I add something to it, she sees it too, which is pretty good technology.
That's nice. Yeah, absolutely.
I have to say, but I disagreed with some of those rules.
Like, I don't know. I feel like some of those are just, I feel like we have to make people feel special, you know? And I'm just.
Well, you've always said that.
Yeah. Right. It's like, unless it's an emergency, please hold. Right. You know, stop. Like, I don't know, bro.
Did you see the, this is the same type thing. What the how to questions that we've Googled the most in this year? Like, and it starts with how to.
Yeah.
And I'll just run through them here. How to draw, how to pronounce a word, how to tie a tie, how to get a passport, how to screenshot something. Those are the top five things that we say. How do you do this?
Yeah.
Then the how to help questions include, how do I help constipation? I understand it. I know what you're talking about. I understand.
It's a bad feeling, man.
I get it. How's your gout?
Gout is very good at the moment. I'm chilling right now. But it's weird because I feel like I need to know what triggers it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to aggravate it until I know what triggers it.
Yeah.
It's at this weird, you know,
that's why you tried to down all those donuts in one
exactly.
sitting. I remember that. You had complained about your gout 15 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
And then when 9 donuts went to the break room, you said, how long do you think it'll take me to eat all 9 of those?
Yeah, I challenge myself in weird ways sometimes.
I think that's because you are such a goal-driven person.
Yes.
That's a wonderful
instead of losing weight, I'm trying to gain weight.
Exactly. Yeah. How to help constipation, how to help cramps, how to help back pain, how to help diarrhea. Those are your top five. Ugh, we're coming out of both
ends.
What's
the problem?
That's what we do.
What's our deal?
I know.
We got a lot of gut issues.
Here's one I've Googled a lot. How to be a man. I don't know. There's no way. It's just blank screen. It's just a blank.
I can't help you out with that.
That's right.
No.
How to clean shoes, how to clean leather, how to clean ears. You might need some help with that.
Yeah,
as well.
I do.
And then how to fix my Wi-Fi is number one. How to fix an ingrown toenail. You ever had an ingrown toenail?
Worst feeling ever. Oh my God.
Miserable.
That's almost worse than gout, dude.
I had one when I was young and I had to go get it. Like deadened and taken out. It's a terrible pain.
Yes.
It's a we're like toenail brothers because told me you had that. That's right. It's a bad, bad pain. Now, what is going on this week with you? Until we meet again, what's happening with you? What's on your horizon this week?
Oh, man, a bowling league. I'm in a bowling league right now. Bowling on Wednesday nights.
It's unbelievably sad.
Yes, it is.
Let me top it. I'm in a pickleball league on Monday nights. All right.
Oh, I saw my part-time job on Friday.
I knew you'd be excited.
Yes.
You're going to be stocking groceries.
Yeah, it's going to be stocking groceries.
It's wonderful.
Can I tell you what they did for me? I went in for my onboarding, and they threw a party for me.
Did they really?
Me and this other little girl were doing our onboarding together, and they're like, "Oh, meet us over by the table."
Yeah.
And we had like a cookie cake and some chips.
That's a
and
nice
dip.
Thing.
They took a picture with us and stuff
That's
like
nice.
That.
You used to work there, right?
I did. That didn't happen for me then. This
no.
is the first time. Yeah.
So the economy was looking up. You quit your job. Now it's bad again.
Exactly.
You're going back.
I would get free cookie cakes.
And you get a free cookie cake. And you just get that tingle of gout.
Exactly.
And then you know you're in the right place.
So, yeah, I'm starting that. And, I'll be doing that Monday and
Friday.
What's
your average in bowling?
I'm like a 140.
It's pretty good.
I try. I need to get better.
That's pretty good. I've probably bowled 140 once.
Yeah.
I'm usually like 90. I'm a terrible bowler. Yeah, I'm no good. I really respect bowling.
Yeah.
I think it's a tough
We need to
thing.
Get you out there and play sometime.
Well, you go bowling and I'll go pickleball.
Yeah.
Maybe we should
switch up
or I'll bowl with you and you pickleball with me.
I'd love to.
We should call this show Unfulfilled Promises.
That's exactly
That's
what
the
it
new
is.
Name of the show. Yes. But until we do that, it's the Square and the Round. Yeah. Thank you. Great job today, as
Absolutely,
always.
Man.
Always good to see you. Yeah. Square and the Round. Tell your friends. You know, pipe it out to this
Please.
Forward.
Yes.
Subscribe. Whatever you do.